Hi, today I'm going to be talking to Anthony Bryant. And Anthony, at the age of six, had a brain surgery to remove a brain tumour. And during that surgery, Anthony had a stroke. Now, growing up, Anthony knew exactly what he wanted to be, and he wanted to be a fitness instructor. Despite many challenges that Anthony faced, he has actually managed to do it. So I'm going to leave Anthony to tell his story because he can tell it much better than I can. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, good morning. Hi, everyone. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. I was just your happy, active, sporty child, always running around. And then at the age of about six, I started getting really, really bad headaches. And I went from being always running around, hyperactive and sporty, to very lethargic and always having headache. Everything I started to eat, my body was rejecting, and I was being sick all the time. And my parents thought, this isn't normal. So my parents took me to the doctors and was like, we don't know what's wrong, but he keeps having these headaches. So they checked me out and they couldn't find anything wrong. They just gave me some paracetamol and said it was migraines and sent me on my way. But after a few weeks, the headaches got worse. I was deteriorating. I didn't want to do anything. So my parents thought, this still isn't right. And if the doctors don't know what's wrong, let's take you to be seen privately. So I went to a private hospital to get seen. And within 24 hours, they were giving me a brain scan. And they found out that I actually had a brain tumour. And they found that this brain tumour was actually shutting down my vital organs. So they immediately got me into the hospital to get this tumour removed. Because I was only six, my brain hadn't fully developed then. It was still quite small. And this brain tumour is quite a big one. So they got me in straight away to get this tumour removed. And after the operation, they could only notice after that I couldn't use one side of my body. And I had a drop on the left side of the face. So they then realised that I suffered a stroke while they were removing the tumour. So me being a six-year-old child, didn't know what was going on, confused. I was just expecting to go in for my operation, have it removed, and my life go back to normal again. But my whole life was turned upside down. I went from being this sporty, active child, always happy, confident, to the total opposite. I was bedbound, I was wheelchair bound, and gone from doing everything I could to nothing at all. I had to relearn how to walk. I had to relearn how to do everything in life with one hand. And I just hated it. And all I wanted to do was get back to normal. I wasn't allowed to go back to school for the next 6 months. So I was home tutored. I saw none of my friends. I was having physio all the time. And for a child, you just want to go out and enjoy yourself. Yeah, and I was having a total opposite. So I really started to kind of resent it and wish I hadn't survived the operation. And for a six-year-old child, you really shouldn't be kind of thinking like that. No. Eventually, I was allowed to go back. Eventually, I was allowed to go back to school. And I thought, yes, I can see my friends. Life will go back to normal again. But it was totally different. Even though my friends tried their best to include me in anything they could, I just couldn't keep up, and it just wasn't the same for me. It was complete. I remember playtimes at school, the teachers didn't want me going outside because they're in fear I might fall and hit my head. So I just remember sitting in the windows at lunchtime and playtime, watching everyone running around playing football. And I was just sitting there wishing I could be out there enjoying it too. And that kind of really affected me. I wish this hadn't happened to me. Oh, I wish I'd never said, why am I still here? And that's really not how a 6-7-year-old should be thinking. But me being me, I kind of never give up. I just kept going through school, throwing myself into everything I could. So eventually I managed to get some walking back, and then I started kicking balls around, started to play football. But even though I was trying to do things, I was still getting told, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. For example, in one of my PE lessons, we were playing football one day for PE, And I said to the teacher, I'll go in goal. And he goes, you can't go in goal. You need two hands to go in goal. And then that was like, oh, another knock back. If this hadn't happened to me, then I'll be joining in. So I kind of, that kept putting me down and putting me down and putting me down. And then through life, people said, oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. When I could, but I just do it in a different way. It wasn't until I got into secondary school that I started getting into more sport. In everyday life, I was really, really self-conscious, no confidence, hated the way I look, always kind of hide at the back of the classroom, really shy, had no confidence. But the only place that I kind of found myself was playing sport and playing football. And it was in a PE lesson when I was about 16. We were doing a fitness test. How far could you run in 12 minutes? So I thought, I'll give this a go. And there's no way I'm going to let the lazy kids that don't do any sport or anything get past me or beat me. I'm just going to keep going and keep going and not stop. So there was about 30 kids in a class. I was the only disabled kid in the whole school. That's why I was so self-conscious all the time. But I knew in this was in my control. I could control how well I do or what I do. So we set off for a 12-minute run. I went off as fast as I could, made sure I just kept the ones that I wanted behind me and never made sure they didn't go past me. And out of 30 kids that are able-bodied, actually finished around about 18th, which is huge because I was the only same person in that class. And I thought, if I can do this, then anyone can do this. And the teacher was like, wow, that was really good. She'd never seen anything like that. Because when you're at school, a lot of kids and teachers don't come into contact with other kids with disabilities like that. Mm-hmm. So that was an eye-opener for her. And she said, have you ever heard of the Paralympics? I was like, no, what's that? So she goes, it's like the Olympics, but it's for people with disabilities. You should really think about looking into that. And I was like, what, showing off my disability in sport? No way, I don't want to do that. I'm hiding it as it was. I was wearing long sleeve jumpers, coats, hiding away wherever I could behind the crowds. She's like, let me speak to your parents. So I need to speak to your parents. So she got my parents in and she spoke to them. She's like, he's really got some talent. You really need to kind of get him into a running club. And my parents thought, that would be really good for him. That we'll give that a try. We'll give it a go. Because at that time, I did no sport because I never really fitted in anywhere. Well, I wasn't allowed to be included in the able-bodied stuff. So they found me a coach. Is that an able-bodied club? But my coach was like, yeah, I'd really like to kind of help you and train you and see how far you can go. So I started doing some athletics with my coach, Coach Kathy. And we're doing 100 meters and 200 meters. And I went every week and I actually started to enjoy it. And I went to my first disability athletics competition. And it just opened my eyes because everyone there had a disability. And I was like, wow, no one's judging anyone. Everyone's including everyone. Everyone's cheering each other on. And I was like, oh, wow, I never even knew this existed. Why was I so against it before? And I think that's because I didn't accept my disability. I didn't accept myself. I was always, oh, look at me. I'm always rejecting it. But I actually managed to win 2 gold medals in my first competition. I was like, oh, that was amazing. I want to do more of this. So I went back to my coach. I was like, I want to do more of this. So we did more and more training. And I actually got selected to run at the Olympic Stadium 2012 for the Paralympic trials. And I got to the final of the trials and I finished 4th, which was really good for me because I'm 4th in the country at the moment in the Paralympic trials. I didn't get selected for the Paralympics because to get selected for Paralympics, you have to be number 1. But 4th, I was really happy. That's my first massive competition. And I went to my coach. I was like, I want to be there next time. I really want to go for it now. So she said, well, let's change up your distance. Because my left side, wasn't as quick as my right side. It slowed me down. So she's like, let's try something longer because it takes you time to build up your speed. So We went for 800 meters and 1500 meters, but that sounds like a million miles. I was just about struggling to do 100 meters. I was like, I can't do that. She's like, who said you can't do that? It's all in your head. You need to give it a go. You don't know what you're capable of. Give it a go and see how you do. So I joined the longer running group, and they were all teenagers. And I was like, oh God, I'm 18 here. I'm standing out. But I did the training, and our first training was like 10, 400 meters with a few minutes rest in between. I was like, this is like a marathon. So I gave it a go. And I just remember even the 10-year-old girls were going past me. I was like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. But I kept going. I actually finished the training session. And my coach went, so how was that? I was like, well, I was at the back. She's like, yeah, but this is your first training session, but you completed it. So you can do it. And just with a bit more work, it will improve. I was like, yeah, but I'm at the back. I'm slow. Even the little girls are going past me. She's like, yeah, but they've been training for a while. She's like, give it a go for a month. And if you still don't like it, then you can go back to doing the shorter stuff. I was like, okay, I'll give it a go. And she was right. Over weeks, I was getting fitter. I was getting stronger. My physique was starting to change. I was like, wow. If you give it a go, it really does change. You never know what you're capable of unless you give it a go. And then after doing that, I started winning competitions. And in 2015, I was selected to represent England in the World Championships, where I won gold medal in the 800 meters and the 1500 meters, and world champion. And I was like, this is crazy. How have I gone from a child who wants to hide away everything, that's been told they can't do anything, can't do this, can't do that, to winning medals around the country and actually starting to build confidence and starting to believe in myself, because I was realizing what I actually could do instead of being told what I can't do. And what I tried to realize was I needed people around me that told me, yes, you can, give it a go. And instead of just listening to those, it goes, you can't do that, you can't do that. And for example, listen to doctors. When doctors say, you'll never be able to do this again, you'll never be able to do that, that's just opinions. It's down to you to what you can do. But
that is just, sorry, I'm going to stop you there.
That's all right.
That is the most inspirational story. It is absolutely incredible. I love that story. I know we're going to have another chat, aren't we, on another day, because that's not the end of your story, is it?
No, that's just my sports side. I've got a work side and how I faced rejection in that as well, and I still kept trying in that.
And so we're going to have another chat in a couple of weeks, and you're going to tell me and all of our listeners and viewers all of that story, because it just, to go from where you were at six and just with no confidence, and then going up to be a gold medalist in the Paralympics, and really, I don't think it gets much better than that, but I actually know from having spoken to you that it does. So I thank you, Anthony. I can't tell you how grateful I am to have this opportunity to have a chat to you. That's today. Okay. And I know that everybody else listening to this story, whether they've got a brain tumour, epilepsy, any other sort of disability, I know that you will be an absolute inspiration to them. Just one quick question before I sign off.
Yep.
Are you still in contact with Coach Kathy?
Oh, yeah. I am, yes. She's been, even throughout all of my athletics, she's been there. So if everyone help, I just contact her and she's always there for me. I have a different coach now, but every now and again I'll see her, or she'll, if I post running things on my Facebook or Instagram, she'll comment and say, well done, top man.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now on that subject, just before we say goodbye for now, you've got a YouTube page, haven't you?
Yes, so I've set up a YouTube page called, well, I have two. I have Working Out with Ant, which is exercise classes for people with disabilities. As I thought, as I looked around, there's lots and lots and lots of exercise people for able-bodied people and hyperactive big workouts, but the ones that are stuck indoors are older adults and people with disabilities, and they can't do those hyperactive big things. So I was teaching exercise disability classes, and I thought, if I get that online, then I am the disabled version of Joe Wicks, and I can help those with seated exercise, because it's really important we stay active at the moment, especially if you have a disability or you're an older adult and you can't even get out. We need to stay healthy, or your health will deteriorate just by sitting indoors.
Yeah. We're going to put a link with this post, so that anybody that's watching or listening to this will be able to contact you directly, okay. And we'll put links onto your YouTube page as well.
I've also got the inspirational runner, which is my story and my running stories. Oh. So there's two different ones there.
Okay, I'll get both of them off you. Anthony, thank you so much again. Have a great rest of the day. I hope everybody's enjoyed watching and viewing, and we'll be in touch soon.
Okay, yeah, great. Look forward to it.
Bye.